Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you get, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
The most low-key, hey man, I think we're live.
I'm not 100% confident, but I think
we're
live.
People just start commenting if we are live on Facebook?
They should.
Okay. A few things. Let's talk about it. First up, I do want to talk about Priscilla Presley. So Priscilla Presley and Elvis Presley were married. They had Lisa Marie Presley. Lisa Marie Presley had the Amazon actress.
Daisy
Riley
Keough.
Riley Coe.
Whatever her name is.
Yes.
Making sure, Daisy
Jones in the Six.
Yes.
Making sure I get them all right here. So Priscilla Presley says she never remarried because no one compares to Elvis. What I want to ask, Movie Mike, I know that they made the movie about Priscilla. Mm-hmm. Did you see it?
I did.
Did you like it?
I liked it a lot. I liked it more than Elvis. I was way moved by her story than I was with Elvis.
Where do we watch this?
In theaters.
Okay.
Now, I'm just, because it's history, I don't want to spoil anything, but also I'm like, well, it's history.
It's based on her book, and she's an executive producer on the movie, so I feel it adds more authenticity to it.
Oh, so she had some stuff to say.
Yeah, it's her side of the story.
Got it.
So it's not somebody just like monetizing off of, I mean, their weird love story.
If I'm asking you a question and you feel like it gives away too much, just say, I don't want to answer that.
Okay, I'll probably just talk about like the first act of the movie where it kind of sets everything up.
They met when she was a young teenager.
She was 14 years old.
He was?
In the Army, 25, already super famous.
Okay, that's...
Maybe 24.
Okay, so he's 24, she's 14. Did it start off with them being like in love when they're that age?
No, it starts off with he's in the military, he's in Germany, she's an Army brat, she's over there as well. And then he just kind of finds out about her and invites her to a party.
I know, but does he fall in love with the teenage girl?
That's the whole movie. It's like navigating, like, are they in love? What is their love story? Because they just hang out. He just lost his mom. So a lot of their relationship was her like comforting him and being there for him. And he didn't really have that. He was also in Germany, was homesick, and it was like a piece of home.
Okay, I won't ask any more. A 24 and a 14-year-old even just looking for home feels weird.
Mm-hmm. In the 50s. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Different time for sure.
Right.
But still.
I'm curious, at what point did we...
Did they have sex?
No.
I thought that.
I get that, but that's not what I was about to say. I'm just wondering, at what point in history did we take a turn that's like, oh, interesting. Because it's like, oh, this was the 50s, if it's acceptable.
Oh, yeah.
At what point did it turn?
Yeah, I don't know that answer. I haven't seen that movie.
If you watch the movie, you find out all that.
Oh.
Okay.
No, but
about their relationship and when all that stuff happened.
And you liked it a lot?
I liked it a lot. It's different because you're seeing Elvis from an entirely different perspective. It's her perspective, but it's more of how he was like behind closed doors, what he was like at home when he go to Graceland. and how he treated her and how he treated the people around him.
Does someone actually play Elvis?
Yeah, Jacob Elordi, the guy from Euphoria. Tall, good-looking dude. I thought he was a better Elvis.
Oh, I never saw Euphoria.
Oh, I thought he was a better Elvis than Austin Butler.
As long as it wasn't like Michael Jordan in the shoe movie.
Air.
That's what I thought maybe Elvis. They wouldn't really show him. Yeah. He'd just kind of be like a side profile.
Yeah, how often is he in the movie?
He's throughout the entire movie.
That's cool.
And I
does
just
he talk
feel,
like this?
I just, he does. I felt like his cadence and the way he captured Elvis's energy was a lot like stronger. He just didn't look as much like him.
What would you rate it, Pretty Mikey?
I give it 4.5 out of 5.
Wow.
It's a really good movie.
And it's only theaters?
It's only theaters right now. Probably another 45 days till it comes out.
And what did you rate Elvis, the movie?
I give it a 4. Okay. I thought it was good, but I just don't like music biopics. They gloss over everything, and that movie was very big and flashy. I like the raw, stripped-down stories, and that's what this is. It's the dark
side. So it was a preference of the movie that you like more so than the first Elvis was bad.
Yeah, this way speaks more to like the kind of movies I like, the grittier side of stories.
They go through all the drugs and stuff?
Oh, yeah, popping pills. There's one scene specifically where they do some drugs that's like, interesting.
Oh, you learned a little something for yourself.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch it.
I'm excited to see it, too.
Me, too.
You want to go together?
No, when does it hit home?
It always hits home.
Hey,
this movie hit home, man.
No, you say
is
when
that the
it,
new term you just made up? when does it hit home?
When does it hit theaters, and then when does it hit my TV at home?
45 days. You can probably watch it at home.
45.
Yeah, wow, 45 or 4 to 5?
45. Yeah, 45. What do you know? Anything that's coming to hit us home soon that has been in the theaters?
Oppenheimer will probably be in another few weeks, which I think you'll really like.
God, let's go.
There's no way you like it.
And then Killers of the Flower Moon will be at the start of December.
That one I want to see.
Oh, that's cool. Like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
A little more than 3 weeks. Okay, check out Movie Mike's movie podcast. Sit there for a second, because I want to talk about Mr. Beast, because I know you, like
me. Oh, boy, Jimmy.
I can't get enough of learning about Mr. Beast, because he like quietly became this massive star with so much just influence and so many followers, and he never really got any credit because it was YouTube, but people were watching him more than any show, which is crazy.
Yeah.
It's bananas what this guy is doing.
It's actually, it's bananas that he kind of was doing it so big and that most of America didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is what's bananas, because what he's doing is actually pretty cool and it makes sense and he grew it organically. But the fact that he got so big before he became kind of a semi-household name to me is wild. Yeah. Because had he had a TV show that was doing half the numbers he was doing, it'd be the biggest show on TV, and it'd have been something crazy, and he'd have been wildly famous, like mainstream.
He reminds me of you, because he grew up and saying, I'm so obsessed with YouTube, and this is the thing. That's all he thinks about is YouTube. How to get views, how to get more people watching my videos, how to keep people, like, their attention on, like, the very first start of the video. They got to start it, they got to finish it.
I'm obsessed with him. He doesn't look like what a beast should look like, though, is my only problem with him. I thought Mr. Beast would look like a beast.
And I keep calling him McBeast, and his name is Mr. Beast. I've got to learn
like,
that.
Like a sandwich?
Yes.
The McBeast?
I keep thinking, man, McBeast is at it again.
He made a couple families Halloween. It's the best ever. He surprised lucky trick-or-treaters by giving away a new car and a new house. See the video?
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's awesome.
Okay, I got a question. I saw the video. A baller.
It's awesome.
But did they vet these people and he was waiting for a specific family to come to the house?
I don't know, because I don't know.
Because, I mean, what if these people already live in a mansion?
I don't know. Mike, what do you think?
For the most part, he doesn't vet people.
That's why I would say I don't think so, but I can't say no.
But do you know, Mike, for sure?
I mean, they could be behind closed doors. Like, hey, find somebody who would give you a good reaction, which makes for a good video. But right. I feel like for the most part, he tries to do it organically.
Because what if that family already has a house?
What if?
No, that's what I'm saying. So, like, what?
But you asked me. I don't know.
So that's the only thing. I watched it, and I'm like, he puts the keys in this kid's little pumpkin.
But it didn't, like, go tell all about their life story. As long as you don't know their backstory, you just think it's somebody who's getting a house who deserves it. You don't really know the rest of it, good or bad. You just assume it's the bad version. No, I'm saying if we see somebody get a house, like, let's say we don't know. Let's say it's a rich person, super rich, grew up with $100 million. But they just show up on Halloween dressed as Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
And Mr. Beast's like, I got you guys a house. And they're like, oh my God, this is crazy. And it's like, oh, hug. Yeah, video's over. We just assumed they needed the house. Mm-hmm. So they could be rich. We don't know the difference.
I know. But I like it more if he didn't vet them and they could be rich, because if you want to be on one of these shows, you have to have a sob story usually. And I love that it could just be a random draw.
A lot of times it is random with him because it's not always giving it to a sob story. It's people who can like last or social experiments.
Yes.
And he gives away a lot to his subscribers. So if you're just subscribed to his YouTube channel, he'll go through and pick people and give you something.
Yeah, it's crazy. In one Instagram video, a child dressed as Mario received the keys to a brand new car.
Oh my God.
In another video, a cow costume trick-or-treater was given keys to a new home.
Saw that. That's the one I saw. And then they walk in and the kid dives on the bed. And I'm like, holy crap.
How did this start though? What level? Like concert tickets? Like he didn't start with a car.
But I don't think he was just giving stuff away at the very beginning.
Oh, he wasn't?
Not the very beginning. His first one was like $10,000. Whenever he started to hit like, I think he hit like 750,000 subscribers.
Well, no, he's saying, Eddie, his first giveaway, not the first video he did.
Well, what was his first video?
I don't know his first video.
I mean, it was early on. It wasn't anything like that. That didn't really start until that became a thing. He got like a brand deal and they were like, we'll give you this money. He said, instead of putting it all to our video, I'm just going to give it to one person. And that video blew up. So he's like, oh, this is kind of a thing. If you give people money, you get big reaction. You get views.
If you give people all your money, you actually make more money.
Yeah.
He figured out.
Good gosh. That's Can you imagine if we could walk down the street and just give someone $10,000?
Because that's what he does. He spends millions of dollars on videos, but those get millions of views that make him more money.
Yeah, I believe you said he spends out $1 million a video.
Like 1 to 5 million per video. I think the most he's ever spent is like $13 million. But they get 150 views minimum.
150 million
views.
Yeah.
Okay, 150 million views translates in more than $1 million?
In revenue, yeah. On YouTube, you can crush it.
So, but you're also thinking you're not just getting paid via subscribe or views.
He's got brand sponsors
too.
Yeah, yeah, right. And he does it so well. Like he'll just be doing a video and right in the middle, he'll be like, here's this sponsor this week. And it does it for like 30 seconds. And that's tons of money right there.
That's what Eddie and I do with Super Coffee.
Yeah, man. I drink it every morning.
We do Super Coffee commercials and Too Much Access. And so we're like, just having a drink.
Yeah.
Back to the content.
And then there he also has his own products. Like he has chocolate. He has restaurants. And he puts it all in the videos.
Oh, I did see the chocolate. What's that called?
I think it's just
McBeast chocolate. It's like a chocolate bar.
Not McBeast.
Mr. Beast. They're called Feastables.
There we go.
But no, he's in a big fight with Feastables, right?
No, he owns Feastables.
He owns Feastables.
He's in a fight with Hershey's.
They're on the Charlotte Hornets, the Feastables are.
That's what we saw.
Yeah.
Got it.
Because I thought he said that whatever he's partnered with was some food, they weren't doing a good enough job.
Oh, that's the restaurant, yeah.
Okay. Can Mick?
You're telling me you're just saying stuff without having information?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, you're just about to say McBeast.
I was about to say it, but this guy... Can he just walk around with no security, or is he so big now that he has to have someone with him all the time?
I don't think it's that he has to have somebody with him at all the time. I think he probably, when he goes places and people know he's going to be there, but he's pretty generic looking.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
Yeah, he kind of looks like our old intern, Random Kid Cody, I feel like.
Yeah, he's just like a dude. I wanted to be more beast-like whenever I saw him for the first time.
Dang, I mean, that is, and then he was like buying a whole neighborhood for his whole family.
But I think if he went somewhere and people knew Mr. Beast was going to be there, he would need security. Because he is wildly popular, but I don't think just in gen pop, he's going to get overrun and consumed.
That's just bad.
But it's also fractured fame now, too. Everybody has a chance to be famous at something.
And then he did he put some water wells somewhere. I saw that. I mean,
he does a lot of good.
Yeah.
A woman's ordered to pay $189,000 to a business after years of writing herself extra checks.
Oh, that's rough.
This is from MLive.com. Finding out a longtime employee stole again and again from a business. It was a gut punch, Brian Summers said. Evidence submitted to court was enough for a conviction of his former longtime employee, and she has to pay $189,000 back. I bet he never gets that money back. The embezzlement was discovered in late 2022 after he and others combed through years of financial reports of the company. So basically, she was the office manager for about 20 years for the family business and just kept writing. She was paying her personal credit card directly from the business bank account. Her personal credit card was the same brand as the company credit card, so you really couldn't tell much if it just went to that company. She was writing herself extra paychecks, falsifying details of payments.
Golly.
How do you keep doing that over and over and not feel bad?
It gets easy and you don't associate a face or a person to an account.
Ugh. Yeah, and like feel bad, dude. You're like going on nice vacations.
It's not your money though.
But you're feeling good because you're living life. Like you're enjoying the finer side of things.
A little sociopathic type thing there where you keep doing it and don't feel it.
Dang.
Eventually.
It's like when your brother has money in his room and you just keep sneaking a couple dollars when you're a kid.
I never did that.
Just randomly?
Like you did that?
That's just a random example. It's not the same thing.
That's what I thought.
Random thought.
Okay. Let's do a little mid-roll here. I'm working on it hard. Like I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep.
Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. A former bin man who scooped a jackpot of nearly $12 million on lottery.
A bin man?
Yeah. That means a garbage man.
Oh.
He is back with a normal job because he blew all of it.
Wow.
Oh. Well, did you see that? You see that guy that, the California guy that won the billion or whatever, bought two houses, whatever. Now he just bought two more, like, vintage Porsches. I mean, dude is living.
Michael Carroll had always insisted he had no regrets after winning and then spending all of his money. And now he's back working at his job. Ugh. The now 40-year-old got all sorts of nicknames. Lotto Loot, King of the Shavs. He won the jackpot in 2002 when he was 19. Oh, you're going to make a lot of bad decisions if you win 19.
Yeah.
He used the money to buy fast cars, three luxury houses, all sorts of other stuff. Ran out of cash in 2010. He gave away a bunch of money too, gave away some millions. So if you win $12 million in the lottery, you're going to get seven of it, roughly.
Amazing.
But you could spend that so quickly.
Oh, Yeah.
And just like two houses.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at this guy.
You can spend it on one house. You could buy a house that didn't even cost. These people that go absolutely crazy, you have to go crazy at a lower level.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go crazy on the biggest level because then you don't get to go crazy. Then you have nothing left.
Man, it'd be so hard though. Like this Edwin Castro, he's the one that won the $2 billion. He bought a couple houses. One of them was $47 million.
That's a whole lot more money than $12 million, right? It's all relative. If you win $1 billion, that's $1,000 million.
That's nothing.
So a $47 million house is like, okay.
It's a shack.
It's 5%.
That's crazy.
And it's also real estate.
That's gonna make money.
And it may not make money, but it's definitely not gonna lose much. So
how about this other person who bought also like some luxurious houses? They just lost on those?
Bro, I don't know. It sounds like he was dicking around too much.
Because like paying for the house is one thing, but then there's upkeep of that house.
Yes.
Like those types of houses are so expensive.
That's one thing people don't think about. Like you have a big yard. Somebody's got to cut that. You got a pool. Somebody's got to clean that. Fix it and maintain it.
And
what sucks is we're selling a house right now and somebody's got to, you know, who? I got two yards getting mowed and cleaned.
You're out there mowing the yard?
No, it's
like you were about to say, you know who has to mow it?
It ain't me.
Is that why you canceled working out the other day?
It ain't me, buddy.
Yeah, no.
But it's like you got to keep up with that crap.
Yeah. You don't think about that stuff.
Yeah, like, dude, listen to this. This Castro dude, he has bought a $25 million house in Hollywood Hills. Then he bought
He won $2 billion. So it's 2.5%.
I understand. Then he bought.
You don't understand. Let me finish.
A $40 million house in Bel Air. Then he bought a new $4 million mansion in Los Angeles.
Still nothing, though.
That he is still $100 million almost.
Okay, but he has
$100
million
is 5% of $2 billion, I believe, if I'm doing the math here. Because
Like $2 billion would be hard to blow. That would be hard. That'd be challenging unless you're literally just throwing money.
It'd be tough because even like a crazy airplane, $150 million.
Like a big plane?
Yeah.
Like one of those 737s with beds in them?
I mean, I don't know the plane name.
That'd be cool.
That'd be awesome.
I wonder how much these Porsches are they just bought.
$250,000 is what I saw.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so cool, man.
A woman's diet consists of eating only beige food.
What, like color beige?
A young woman survives on a diet mainly consisting of beige foods over fears that eating anything else will make her choke, vomit, or die.
Okay, I could probably do beige food.
But you're just doing it because it sounds fun. I'm saying she does it because if there's color, she thinks she's going to die.
I know. But if we all had to pick one color.
Red.
Ooh. What are you eating?
A tomato?
Berries.
Yeah,
meat.
Strawberries.
What's a beige food?
Chicken nuggets.
A chicken.
Toast. Waffles. Pancakes. Noodles. Right.
Bread.
Yeah, I said toast.
I said bread.
Well, we're saying sliced bread.
Okay,
yeah, I'm saying bread without being hot.
I'm saying French bread.
Oh, I'm saying.
Sourdough bread. Okay, but I could do beige.
Yeah, so
eggs, brown eggs.
It's just she has an unrealistic.
When you cook them, they're yellow.
Unrealistic idea of what colors do. I mean, she just freaks out.
We should.
Wow! She has avoidant restrictive food intake disorder, ARFID.
Oh, that's sad.
That sucks because it's not even like food based. It's irrational fear based on the color of the food.
Yeah.
Hey, red would be good because pizza's red. Pizza sauce.
It's a pepperoni. Sauce.
All that.
But I can't have the bread, so I can only have the pizza sauce.
But should we do that where we all pick a color and we have to eat that way for a day?
No.
Hawaiian punch and pizza.
Why not?
Strawberries.
Why would we pick a color? Why would we do that?
Cranberry juice.
Fanta.
Why don't you do it and tell us about it tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll.
Hey, okay. 7:20.
What's
hey,
the
get
color?
Ready. Rejected segment.
Amy, you have to do.
What's the color?
Pink. Pink.
Pink is not.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You called it. Pink.
Rami.
Yep.
So apples, pink
apples are red.
Some are pinkish.
We don't agree.
Okay.
Pink starbursts.
Yeah, you can do that.
There's raw meat.
Raw meat.
What's pink, guys?
We just told you.
Hey.
Oh, boy.
Stop.
All right.
Y'all are.
Panther. Pink panther.
Pick a real color.
That is
a real color.
Okay,
loser.
Strawberry yogurt. Yellow.
Fine. Black.
Oh, black beans.
Charcoal.
Burnt toast.
Black rice.
Uh-huh. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, black beans.
Yeah.
You'd be good.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay. I think it'd be interesting.
Good. Let us know.
Okay. Well, I'm asking for a color.
We gave you two.
Go. Okay. We keep saying
that. You keep changing colors. It's right, like pick another one.
Pink and black.
Yep. That's it.
No, but just pick one of them.
Okay.
Pink as our initial color.
Okay.
Pink foods. Ginger's pink.
For a whole year, you can eat nothing but pink.
Not one day. Oh. Pink foods.
Salmon. Salmon.
Ooh, beets.
Oh, salmon. That's it.
Radish. Grapefruit. Raspberries. Watermelon.
We need to judge them.
Not bad.
All right.
Ooh, beet hummus, cotton candy.
What about, speaking of candy, what about Halloween candy? You guys have your kids Halloween candy?
Oh my goodness, do I have.
Is there a lot?
Dude, I have, it's in the back.
Do you have a lot, Amy? You have it, it's here?
Oh, I brought it.
Let's bust it out.
So here's the, no, Amy.
Yeah, I need some Reese's peanut butter cup.
No,
yeah.
You can have chocolate.
You can have, I have so much.
We're
do you
hungry.
Want me to get it?
Yeah,
yeah, I want chocolate.
Get it.
Run that.
Run, you want Lunchbox on the cameras?
Run that. All right, got it. What do you want to talk about?
Who's the camera on?
Me. Of course. I mean, what do you expect, dude? Come on, right? What, you want to talk about something, or are you guys going to sit here? I mean, what are we waiting on? Amy, what are you doing?
I'm texting about Halloween candy.
To who?
I got to figure something out about my daughter's Halloween candy.
Yeah, you got it. Just take over for a little bit.
Yeah, I just remember. I mean, what are you doing?
It's on Bones. Lunch.
Yeah, the one on the left.
Oh, he doesn't even know how to do it?
Don't
That's
press those,
funny. Don't tell him then. Don't tell him.
Don't press.
It's on you.
No.
It's just like a kid. He's like a kid. Yeah, man, it's on you.
It's on Bobby.
Oh my gosh.
It's a white trash bag.
That's
crazy.
That's what four kids will get you.
And that's what they have.
Well, how do I get it to the left?
They have left.
Eddie, how do I switch
orange
it?
Button,
dude,
orange
he did
button.
Just zoom out, though.
Orange button. There you go. Oh,
now I'm on.
The one on the right. The one on the right.
This is what they have left, not even what they've had.
So, is it on me?
They have.
Hey, is it on me?
Yes.
He wanted it on me, he said.
You messed up my buttons.
I didn't.
Yes, you did. It's not working anymore.
Well, I told you guys.
Oh, man.
What are you going to do with all this?
Bones, I need ideas. I don't know. Like, so I took it from my kids' buckets.
Do they know you took it?
Late last night? No, they'll find out today.
I know, drive around the neighborhood and offer to people.
Is that what you do? Like, yeah. I need to give this away.
It sounds creepy.
That is a lot of
that
candy.
That sounds creepy.
Wait, question.
Hey, you want some candy? Get
Answer.
I need,
I'm sorry, did you say, like, they left? You left some behind.
Oh, they have
some,
they have enough.
They have.
Will they notice this is not in their thing anymore?
Probably, because, I mean, Bones, how heavy do you think that is?
Oh,
it's a lot. It's a whole white trash bag.
20 pounds? 10?
Yeah.
How many hours did they trick or treat?
Here you go.
2 hours.
You be sure to take it because I'm going to eat it all if you don't.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I do.
Grab it, Amy.
Amy, would you mind
your buttons working, dude?
Yeah, they're working now.
Sorry, man. They messed
up. Amy, would you mind taking this from me?
Okay, guys. I'll get up.
Dude,
I know, because I said, Amy, would you mind taking it from me? That's why you should.
What did you guys get?
She's like, I'll get up. Don't worry. Yeah, because I asked you specifically.
What did you guys get? What'd you get, Bones?
Chocolate, Kit Kats, Twix.
So I looked online and there are like these different, I think there's like an organization that collects them for the troops and they send them overseas.
Yeah.
You could sell those. Dude. You could sell that.
Something. I got to do something with all those candy. I can't leave that at home.
That's a lot of candy.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Well, I mean, it's just normal candy you get at the grocery store.
I'm just hungry.
Can I sell them back? Can I take them back to the grocery store?
No. I took candy. I took the bags back.
Not individually though, like that.
Oh, resell on a pallet.
That's a good idea, Mike.
How'd your you went to the dentist? This candy reminds me of the dentist. You went to because you had your retainer in today.
Mm-hmm.
What happened at the dentist? Did you say your jaw is messed up or something?
Mm-hmm. Oh, now everyone's eating.
Well, oh my gosh, my son has 3 cavities. Mm-hmm. Learn that at the dentist.
Do you need to finish chewing that up? I'll give you a second.
That's okay, I got it. So we all go to the same dentist. So I was there for my retainer, but then my kids were there. And anyway, I was talking to the dentist and he's your dentist too, but I didn't know he'd gone to your show.
Comedically inspirational show?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was real organic. Like he just was like, oh my gosh, I went to Bobby's show.
Oh, you didn't ask him about
it? No, I didn't know he went. And he just said, it's so good. And it's not that he was saying it in a way where, you know how someone can be like, I wasn't expecting that. It wasn't like that. Don't take it that way. But he's like, I don't really know that I had expectations. I mean, I knew he's a talented guy. He's like, but he was moved in like a lot of different ways. And he was like, it was funny. I was inspired. Like there was cool stories, like interaction with the audience. Like, I don't know. He just all around it. He had a really great time.
That's nice to know because you never really know how somebody feels when they tell you because they're probably either not going to say anything or they're going to feel away and tell you differently because they don't want to hurt your feelings.
Right.
But when somebody talks about you behind your back.
Right. Unprovoked.
Good or bad. It's really kind of how they probably feel.
You get the truth.
So that's good. I like to tell people if somebody's talking good about somebody and they weren't around, it's really not behind their back because that's usually a negative thing. But I'd be like, hey, this is how they talk about you when you're not around.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely positive.
Mm-hmm. That's
because that's like the real talk. Oh, yeah. Well, thanks. That's nice. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Ray said he listened to a commercial on our show and was so moved that he went and had something done.
Yeah, laser hair removal. You guys used to always advertise for this. Even before I was on the show, I'd always hear Bones go, yeah, I got my back done. And Amy'd say, yeah, I got my underarms done. And so then years later, I finally thought, what if I went...
We still do.
You guys still rock
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you're talking about Ideal Image?
Yeah.
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 And so I went and got it done, and it actually works.
Yeah, it is. It does work. It's crazy.
It's
yeah,
insane.
I mean, I haven't I haven't done anything with my underarms for years.
It literally just doesn't grow back.
Nope.
Because of it?
Well, so you do need touch-ups. They're very clear about that. But I guess I have hit a certain amount where I did my touch-ups to where now it's all good. It's great. It's weird. Like, so I just don't even think about it.
Ray used it? He got rid of hair?
Well, it takes a few.
Yeah, everybody's bodies are different. So some people respond
dark
after...
Dark is a little bit harder, too.
Mm-hmm, depending on your skin pigmentation and then what hair and where and... Yeah.
Yeah, she said I'll have to rock like 4 treatments. Yeah. I've done 2 now, but you can already tell in my neck there's basically no hair there anymore.
You can tell after 1 that it's starting to, yeah.
Let me see. You got it back there?
Yeah.
I got a little here, spot on the back of my neck.
It's lower back too, so I can take my shirt off.
Oh, okay.
Keep your clothes on. Yeah. Thank you. Are you still vaping back there?
No, I got it though.
Ray's got a caffeine vape.
What is he doing? I feel like this is, that's dangerous and you don't know it yet.
I don't see any vapor.
Yeah, no, it comes out.
Yeah, no, it is. Watch.
Watch.
Oh, there
Ray,
it is.
Are you sure that is safe?
Yeah, it's 100% safe. It's just caffeine.
Wait, how do you know?
They say it.
Oh, well, then there you go. Okay.
But that doesn't mean anything. Who's they?
I don't know. I don't like, I've never smoked anything because I don't like thinking about the putting something in my lungs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you put that in your lungs, Ray?
Yeah, it says it's a healthy vape. And
there's
it's
no such thing.
Citrus, caffeine, vitamin B12, and thelanine.
Whatever that is.
L-phenylene yeah. Or whatever. Yeah, that's good for you.
That's good for
There's
you?
No way he knows.
Yeah, but healthy vape.
I guess if you're vaping broccoli, maybe.
What are the healthiest
vapes? Sweet potatoes.
Vapes?
Yeah.
All
right. Are there any healthy vapes?
My friend says there are.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think we're almost done here. One other thing I wanted to talk about was Eddie says... Ooh, I think we'll play this now.
Currently, no vaping products are approved by the FDA to prevent, treat, or improve any health condition or overall well-being.
Currently.
But to improve.
Even still, healthy vapes have become incredibly popular on TikTok.
Good enough for me.
Ray, I think we need to...
microphone
put
on TikTok.
Put down the pin.
Yeah, but it's not very regularly. It's not like I'm taking a 15-minute vape break.
Is there a good rhyme there? Like, something the vape? Like,
nope,
who's the vape?
You can't do that.
I wasn't thinking.
What, like rape to vape?
No. That's that's what you were going to say.
But that didn't make sense.
Well, you said, is there anything that rhymes?
There's
I said,
be
can't
something.
Say that.
There's got to be something.
Tape the vape. Scrape the vape.
Scrape the vape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Who? Don't give me the answer. Don't give me the answer. Eddie says an A-list celebrity followed him on Instagram.
Oh, amazing.
A-list.
I didn't follow you.
A-list according to who?
Great question. I don't know who it is.
But
he said it was A-list. Did it make you... question what you were posting for a while?
Absolutely. I was like, whoa, why is this person following me? I know this person follows at least 2 of us, but not me. And never did I think like, oh, okay, this person would go out and think about following me.
Okay, do they follow Lunchbox?
I think he would have been the first they followed. A-list.
Johnny
Mega
Bananas?
Star.
And you think Lunchbox was the first?
I would think so.
Jelly Roll. If it was me first, then that's the only one.
I think Jelly Roll's just been a fan of Lunchbox for OG, original.
Yeah, I mean, we met a celebrity softball game a few years back.
Oh, Jelly Roll follows all of us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I met Jelly Roll about 5 years ago.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, well, then you're OG then.
Jelly Roll follows me, Scuba, Bobby, and the Bobby Bone Show.
And me.
No.
And
No. It was in
Oh, there
my,
you are.
Okay.
Okay. Scroll down.
What about Lunchbox?
Let me see.
Maybe he doesn't follow Lunchbox.
Let me see. By Heart Country. Okay. Oh, yeah. Lunchbox.
Okay.
He follows you.
Okay.
Cool.
There you go.
That's cool.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it is cool.
Like, dude, he's.
That means you got to post a video of you like drinking or smoking.
Oh, Ray, give me the vape real quick.
But what, Amy?
I mean, I don't know. He follows a lot of people.
Like how many people?
3,000.
Yeah.
But he has almost 2 million follow him, so.
And he's definitely doing it, right? That's not like his people?
Probably both.
Oh, okay.
Probably both.
Let me see. Okay. Let me check my DMs.
It made me feel cool, man.
That is cool. All right, we're done. Yeah, I think that's it. Mid-roll check. Today's Tuesday. There is a new Bobby cast up today. Who is it?
Who? Josh Jenkins.
Oh, Josh Jenkins. Yeah, it's really good. We're backed up a few, so I don't know which one we're putting up today. Randy Houser's coming over today, huh? To the house to do one?
Houser is?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It won't be up for a couple of weeks, but sometimes I get lost. Hillary Scott's coming over this week to do one. So there's also a new episode of 25 Whistles, our sports show. And there is an episode of Too Much Access, our video football show, where we went to Cincinnati and put on the pads, and Raymundo makes a cameo screaming at us to stop at a casino.
Yeah!
We almost did.
I thought about it.
Dude, that would have been so awesome.
We almost did. So that's it. Thank you, guys, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.